dear God, we thank You in the wondrous name of Jesus that You have brought us here today. And God, may we humble ourselves before You this morning. Lord, may You just captivate our thoughts. God, help us to be attentive to Your Word today. God, help us to not have wandering minds, but Lord, to ask for the mind of Christ, which You so freely give. Lord, You're here to help us this morning. God, You're a God so near, a God of all comfort, peace and rest and joy unspeakable and full of glory. God, help us enter into that today. Lord, help us to lay hold of what You've already provided. You are it. You're Almighty God. Here I am. Behold the Lamb. Now, Lord, let Your people have great faith today. You're here to provide it. Open our hearts to receive it. We give You the praise. We ask for the anointing of the Spirit upon every heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to 1 John. It's the first epistle of John, and we'll be in chapter 2. And we'll begin reading from verse 15. That's 1 John chapter 2. We'll start reading from verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Now, we started a little journey last week with three, and there's many, but I think these were three of the great pitfalls of man. And last week, we discussed pride or ego. And today, it's going to be greed, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the love of the world. And God revealed this very early on in His Word with the wonderful story of Abraham and Lot. You think of those two brothers. And I say two brothers. Praise God. There are brothers in Christ. Just Lot. Amen. Now, both of them had the chance to please God. Both of them had the chance to trust God. But it was Abraham who let the heart of God choose for him. He let the heart of God choose for him. And he reaped the abundance of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord. And yet we know that story. On the other hand, we had Lot, who chose with his eyes. And you think, well, God, You allowed Lot to choose first. What was so bad of choosing the good things? What he saw that was good. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of things that appear good in this world. But if it doesn't line itself up with the Word of God, it'll rob your life. It'll destroy you. I don't care if it came from family. I don't care if it came from this old world. I don't care if you had a burning desire or a burning feeling in your heart. There's a lot of ungodly and devilish religions that began that way. If it doesn't align itself with the Word of God, flee. And there was that dear brother. And my heart hurts for him. Because I know that there's brothers and sisters facing that same thing today. He chose with his eyes. He pitched his tent towards Sodom. And oh, how the loss started to mount up. And it mounted up and up and up till it was all gone. And finally he looked out, I'm sure, and thought, oh, what a loss. And I ask you today, was it worth it to satisfy your belly and end up with a mess of pottage? God forbid we go that way. But I believe that something that is so misunderstood about greed is not just the insatiable wants or the desires or the love of the things of this world. But I believe greed that so attacks brothers and sisters in Christ is our selfishness, our tight-fistedness with God, if you will. What I'm getting at here is leanness in our souls. And brothers and sisters, I believe that we are in a time like none other where there is leanness in our souls. And I'm going to hit it right to the point. I'm talking about God's precious people that have been given the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that today are living leanness in their souls. And this is one of the great reasons, is because the devil has us compromising daily who we are in Christ. I can't tell you the heaviness upon my heart for us, me included, for us to truly wake up and to understand and to know the great love wherewith we are loved, the great calling that God has called us to at this time, that He willingly and joyfully and lovingly says, "That's my people. Now are they the sons of God." And all He wants us to do is to wake up to it. What He's already given us. The provision, the heritage, the citizenship, the very life of His Son. We're called the sons of God. And now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. But there's that old devil trying to get us to compromise with the lust for happenings. Oh my goodness, Mr. Happening. Panting after the things of this old world. The things that the pretty or the cool have. Focused maybe on a perfect retirement. And yet missing out completely on the coming of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, may I remind you that the devil was made perfect. Do you know in Ezekiel 28 it says that his covering was every precious stone. That he himself, now God allows this, don't you worry. But he can transform himself even into an angel of light. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians. Let me tell you something. The devil is the defiler of the sanctuary. And one of his greatest ploys is lust. Lusting after the things of this world. And lusting after the things of this world, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you very clearly, it defiles the temple of God. And the temple of God just happens to be exactly what you are. I'm looking at His vessels. I'm looking at His people. I'm looking at the children of the King. The sons of God. And He's encouraging us to grow up. He's encouraging us to lay hold. To stop living the lie of what this old world wants us to be. And start laying hold of who you are in Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's right there for us. Getting us to lust after the things of this earth. My, oh my. Colossians 3:5 tells us, mortify. Reckon it dead. Therefore your members which are upon this earth. And what are those members? Fornication. Uncleanness. Inordinate affection. Evil concupiscence. And covetousness. Covetousness. Another name for that is greed. Which is what? Which is idolatry. It's idolatry. See those things that are weighing us down? The weight that we're carrying around that keeps you from soaring? You know what I'm talking about. When you come into the sanctuary and you're saying, "My goodness, how the joy of the Lord is in brother so-and-so. Or sister, oh my goodness," as the brother said. That sweet sister, the Jesus lady. How does she soar so well? Well, they'll tell you, it's all by the grace of God. You got to let it go. You're never going to fly until you let it go. If there's things of this earth that are so vitally important to you, that are so weighting you down, I'm going to guarantee you there's a flight that's coming. And it's called the rapture. It's called the first trump. And if I'm so busy with the things of this earth and these things that are so heavy and weighting me down, I'm never going to soar to take flight in that rapture. It's not going to happen. It's coming quickly. It's coming upon God's people. And praise the Lord, He's saying, be ready. There shouldn't be anything that's weighting me down, the cares of this world. Oh no. But as God tells us very clearly in His Word, the distractions from God's perfect will, they are all idols. You want to have a test if there's an idol in your life this morning? I'll tell you something that's always true about idols. They'll rob you from the joy of the Lord. You don't have the joy of the Lord this morning? There's an idol that's robbing it in your life. And that idol can be a lot of different things. It can be something like our text. Maybe it's a love of the thing of the world. Maybe there's a new car you want. Maybe it's a bigger job. Maybe it's a better house. Maybe it's a better girlfriend or a boyfriend, or I need to change one. Maybe that's going to make me happy. I tell these ladies all the time, there's a man that's wooing your heart right now that you need to go after. And he's the only man you're ever going to need. And then maybe when you get satisfied with that, then he'll bring you a godly man that you can enjoy Jesus with. And that'll be something very dear to your heart. But I'm going to tell you other things that it can be anything, these idols. It can be things that you think that are really good. Your children can become your idol. Your spouse can become your idol. A church can become your idol. Nothing before our Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't let us get caught up into an education. Don't let us get caught up into this earthly or worldly good doing. We need to be caught up into knowing Jesus. To be satisfied with Jesus alone. That Lord Jesus, You're my increase. That God, You're the one that has me singing. That Lord, that wonderful Jesus Christ in my life. It's the song that sings continually and always. And even in those long nights where there's many tears that are shed, I know that I've got a song coming in the morning. Hallelujah. And it's the same one every time. There's victory in my wonderful Lord Jesus. Know what we have in Him. God, help us to lay down that idol that's keeping me from seeing fully into Your face this morning. Perfect love casts out all fear. Do you know fear can be an idol? Oh, sure it can. I've seen lots of fear these days. I've seen people worrying about lots of different things. He said, put your confidence in Me. Completely in Me. Do you know God's doing you a favor by taking things out of your life? Do you know God's doing a favor? He's not pulling out the rug from you. He's just getting you to realize that you're standing on the rock. Amen. And that He loves you. And He's your keeper. Right. Brothers, I'm going to tell you something. He's your provider. And He is. He's our provider. Not this man in his house. God's my provider. And you know He's always faithful. Do you know I'm never begging bread? Do you know by the grace of God, I come to that cupboard every morning. And you know what? There's some meal and there's oil in there. But most important, there's rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, they may have all turned from me. All in Asia may have forsaken me. But you know, I'm getting the strength of the Lord that even when they turn from me, even when my familiar friend goes out from among me, it's not that I was right. Oh, no. We start going there and God forbid there's another idol that just popped up. You're right, Lord. And I just want my heart right with God. And I want to love. And I want to live. And I want to praise You, Jesus. Oh my. The things that weighed us down. The happenings, brothers and sisters, that come and go. But you know the joy of the Lord, it just continues right on through. Have you found that out about the joy of the Lord? That you can be in the midst of the fiery furnace and you can still have a song in your heart. You can still be in really in despair for things. You can be disappointed. There can be a lot of different things going on. But I can say, oh no, the joy of the Lord is still my strength. He saw me up on that cross and He loved me so. He saw me so much that He died so freely and just poured out His blood for me. And He said, oh, son, I just want you to come. Just come. Hallelujah. And come boldly. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, as I was thinking upon this. Don't think for one moment. I know many people do. The love of money, which is the root of all evil. And isn't that something, how we're finding that out, isn't it? Oh, they lifted up the rug and all those bugs started running out, didn't they? And they did. Huh? I don't think this is too much. The kids are downstairs anyways. You know, they said, you never know who's swimming naked until the tide went out. And you know what? Nobody had a swimsuit on, did they? They didn't. Mm-mm. They're all exposed. The love of money is the root of all evil. And you know what? That doesn't just go for rich people. Oh, no, 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 no. See, in my short lifetime, I've come to find out that the evil and the evil of the devil is no respecter of person. And I've seen at times people that had no money at all have more of an insatiable appetite for money than people that had it. Can you imagine that? But it's the same thing that's true as the love of that money. The love of the things of this world is the root of all evil. And it is. It'll cause you to do things that you never thought you'd want to do. And it is. You know, the devil and his greed. I don't know how the Lord been dealing with me this week, but I hope that not too many people have hair standing up on their head. And if you don't have any hair, whatever, it's the skin. But I was thinking that the devil and his greed is truly like a pimp that sells you short every single time. He just uses you and abuses you. He thinks maybe he's trying to be your friend, but he's not. And I'm going to tell you something that we need to address that very quickly. Because you know what? He'll soon have you do things you never thought possible. He'll soon have you trading in your godly character. And I'm talking about real godly character. Because that's who you are. For things that will never satisfy you.
That's right.
The Word of God tells us that the enemy is out here to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's all he will ever do. And I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how wonderful it feels. I don't care how many people are praising you about the things that you're doing. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you want to hear something your way, there will always be a crowd that you can get up to say, oh, that's the right way. I'm just talking to a sister this morning. And I'm thankful that the conviction, the love of God is still upon that life. And still upon my life, because I don't deserve it either. And I want you to know, you don't deserve it either. But God is a jealous lover. And He keeps coming. And no matter how wicked I act or behave, as my dear brother and sister sang, I'm still in His hand. And He loves me. And He loves you. But He's going to keep coming. And He's going to keep dealing with you. And it's so wonderful because He is the lover of our soul.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to tell you, there's one that's out there that's going to kill and steal and destroy. And he's fooling a lot of people. And he'll nestle up to you and make you feel oh so good. And sometimes he even gets you out of a church where people truly love you. And he gets you around people that you think love you. And I'm going to tell you something. If they're not of God, they're of the enemy. I can't tell you any more clearly. It's not because I'm old-fashioned. It's not because I grew up 200 years ago. It's because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's either of God or it's of mammon. And I don't care what kind of spin or what kind of smile or how well they dress it up or how sweet it might smell or how many people throw accolades at it and say, hey, that's a good guy. Let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ is not your Savior, there is no good in you. And there isn't. And we have to recognize that. Now look it. I love everybody because God loves everybody. And God has given you that ability if you want it. And you see souls, but you see souls in need of one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. It's not of a pat on the back or a shine on the head or whatever it is. It's you need to know Jesus. And you need to know Him more. And you need to get serious about Him. And you need to quit having your feelings hurt when somebody tells you the things about God. And when the Lord has somebody in love come to you and tell you something, wake up. Oh my goodness. Brothers and sisters, I appreciate those Thessalonians. Paul wrote to them in that wonderful first epistle of it, the first letter. He said, man, I'm thrilled for you guys. You've received the truth, the deep things of God. You're going great. It's awesome. I'm here stuck with these Corinthians. They don't even know up from down. And I want to get out of here and I want to get back to you. But it just shows you how God so saw fit to have Brother Paul sitting right there. Realizing how sweet it is to be around the people that are looking and loving the appearing of the Lord. You better know it. But there, just a short year later, you know what happened? The enemy started coming in to those brothers and sisters, didn't he? And all the rejoicing and all of the praise and all of those things was starting to be snuffed out. It was starting to go. Brothers and sisters, it's not about feeling. It's not about how many people are here. It's about Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, He's real. And He's going to have a bride. And she is the wife that has made herself ready. And that's your song. And that's your joy. And that's your increase. And that's who He wants you to be. That's who He's made you to be. Vessels afore prepared unto glory. What were you made to do? Show off the glory of God. How do you do that? Be still and know that He's God. Take the place in the body that He's given you. And you know what a place it is? It's a body that's always full of praise. When it's up against a struggle, like my dear brother wrote in that song, what do? You praise the Lord. When He's giving you some increase and you're singing a happy song at home, holding hands with your family, what do? Praise the Lord. Do you see it's the same Jesus and it's the same praise the Lord all the time? That's what the true worshiper does. I'm not waiting for the next happy feeling that comes my way. If that's what I'm waiting for, I'm just being defeated over and over and over from the devil every single time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Bigger barns will never satisfy us, will they? Bigger barns and bigger barns and bigger barns. I remember when I was in the finance world and I appreciated some of these parents and grandparents. And the Word of God tells us you do lay up for your children's children. And I believe that there is a godly principle in that about saving money. Absolutely. But most importantly, what are you laying up for your children's children? Is it the things of God? Is it a testimony that my daddy loved Jesus? Is it a testimony that my grandma was in that back pew and as funny as she could be, the greatest thing I remember was her speaking in tongues every single service. Full of the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Everybody's full of something. And it's the truth. And I think it's one of two things. So, I don't think I can tell you the second one in the walls of the church. But God forbid we let that Pied Piper lull us to sleep with the pleasure of our eyes. And that's what it is. It's a Pied Piper. It's a dream going to nowhere. And it's a bad dream. And you're going to wake up and it's going to be reality. And the reality is when we fall asleep as Christians, you live what's basically a spiritual death. And it's hard to come to grips with that. You're never separated from the love of God. Don't go anywhere with that. You shouldn't go. But I'm going to tell you something. You can operate and live and breathe just like this old world if you want to. God's never going to force you. You know, when things are free and they're perfect and they're wonderful, He's not going to force you.
That's right.
He's going to convict your heart in such a sweet way that you wish you did. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, the time's running out. The time is running out to get serious with Jesus Christ. And I know, because there were times in my life I put it off. Lord, I do love you, but you know, I got to do this today. Lord, I really do love you, but that's going to get in the way of this today. Lord, I do love you, but that would cause me to not to be the person who I thought I was today. Oh God, help me not to be so greedy, so selfish, so stingy with you. That I'm unwilling to humble myself before the Lord. That I decrease to the point of absolutely nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing. That God, you can come in and be my absolute increase. And I'm telling you, it's coming. I don't want to get to a time where, like those Laodiceans, my dear brother was talking about them today. So increased with goods, they had need of nothing. Huh? You think God in His faithfulness maybe allowed you to not be too increased with goods? So you would have need of something? I've got need of Him. I've got need of Him. And you know, if He increased you in this world, He didn't say, not any mighty. And He didn't say, not any wise. He said, not many. He's still after you too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our text began this day with love not the world. Love not the world. And you know why the Holy Spirit was encouraging Brother John to speak that to us? It's because the end times are here. The end time was there for them. People say to me sometimes, well, the Lord could tarry another 1,000 years. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The end time for this life, it's going to be here shortly anyways. So I best be ready. He's no respecter of persons in the bride, whether He takes me the subway or the highway. Whether it's Smyrna or Philadelphia, by the grace of God, I hope to attain. Now, He's got me living by the grace of God, just like Brother Paul. And I'm following that faith and love just like he said. All by grace. I'm looking for Jesus to come.
Amen.
And He's coming. Praise God. Aren't you thankful that you live in this time? I mean, aren't you thankful you live in this time? This country's going broke. Hallelujah. Can you say that? There's war and rumor of war everywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about there is a one a coming that's going to set Himself up and present Himself as God. And I see it happening right now. And I say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. He's coming. Wake up, people. You've been hearing this for so long. The prophecy is being unfolded right before your eyes. And you don't think you have something to be excited about? God in His faithfulness saw fit to give you this message. And I don't care how long you've wasted it. I don't care how many years you put it aside in your life. Today's the day. And you're here, you're drawing breath, and Jesus hasn't come yet, so I still got time.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? And I've got time not to throw it away, but I got time to redeem.
Yes,
and I've got time to redeem so much that by the grace of God, I'm going to see Him face to face right when the trumpet sounds.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
That's your faithful Father. It's not you. You know that. I don't want to talk about the time you've squandered. I want to talk about His faithfulness. Devil doesn't like this, does he? Uh-uh. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. The Antichrist's on the loose. The Antichrists are on the loose. The Word of God tells us. Filling itching ears. Filling the itching ears of those that don't want to hear the Word of God. Oh, yeah. Now, sure, I feel sorry for them. Don't get me wrong. But I'm looking into my title deed. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Know this, brothers and sisters. This isn't a time of murmuring. This is a time of rejoicing. The Antichrists are filling the eyes of them that don't want to see His face. Oh, yeah. And we are in the greatest and the most critical fight of our lives. Because it's now. It's now. And by the grace of God, as the Lord wraps this up today, I knew that I'd be looking at souls this morning that want to be delivered. That want to be delivered. Absolutely delivered. Completely delivered. Delivered so much that you're delivered right out of here when the trump sounds. That's the deliverance I want. Amen. Yeah. See, I don't worry about this thing or that thing or that thing or this. I just, my focus is up there. Lord, I just want to be delivered out.
Amen.
Do you know that? Absolutely. Set your heart, set those affections on the things above. Amen. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you one thing. How long have you wanted to be delivered from that? And how long has that want failed you? And why hasn't it worked? You know why? Because it has to be the conviction of the grace of God upon your heart. The conviction of grace. Of grace. Of grace. That you are new in Him. Do I need to remind you that you're a partaker of His divine nature? How about whosoever is born of God? You got to come Wednesday nights. It's good stuff. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. I know. I love to see people just smiling in the Lord and still shaking their head. I want to see you smiling in the Lord and shaking your head this way, though.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He's going to deliver you right out of here if you just trust Him. He's going to do it. By the grace of God, He said He would. He said He would finish that wonderful work that He'd begun in us. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to have to take a realization, brothers and sisters, that you know what? We're better than that. You are better than that. And it's not you that's better. It's Christ Jesus in you. It's Christ in you. Hallelujah. And that's what it is. And by the grace of God, I hope He has you singing as you walk out these doors. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in me is going to get it done. Christ in me is what's going to see Jesus face to face when that wondrous trumpet sounds. Christ in me. Let's just stand and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. 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 Lord, let it be real. God, send it down. Lord. God. We thank you in the name of the wondrous, oh, hallelujah, loving Savior Jesus Christ. God, thank you for this time. Thank you that it's intimate. Thank you that you're cutting right down to the very core of our heart. God, you've called a people today to rejoice in the coming of the Lord. Lord, let it be real. Let us live and love your appearing till the day that we see your face. And God, hallelujah, even so, come quickly. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.